should call my mom and become home with this. And then I, you know, the thing was, is that I just was so tired, I just collapsed, right?
Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? One word.
Love. Drunken love.
Don't you remember last time, last session? We started the same, somebody said love. Too big, too ambiguous. One word. One term. Linguistic. How to read the text in a very long paragraph. He's telling us how to read this, really. He said somebody was walking and overheard that some other guy was reading from Quran that I'll do this, then what are you going to do about it? The guy was an unbeliever, was offended and said, oh, don't worry about our fountains. We have the machinery, we'll take care of it. I said, who's that, remember? Then he slept. Somebody came and pointed in the eyes and said, now these fountains, bring some light out of this. He woke up, he was blind. And he couldn't really regret, so he remained blind. A silly story means what you're listening carries a lot of different meanings. Depends who is looking at the text and how is that fellow looking at the text. The message is hidden underneath. Why? Why do you hid something underneath? For safety, to keep it from everybody's reach, because this is prepared for some special people. Means that here you are facing a text, but you should always remember that you are not facing a philosopher. Here we are not trying to prove something to you at all. We don't even go through logic, because we call this state of mind beyond the logic. There is no logic in what we are talking about. We are talking about the subject that you cannot say how and why. Am I right or what? I'm talking about love. Somebody is in love. Could you ask how and why? There is no how, there is no why. It's beyond the logic. Logic and the rule are fantastic up to the atom. Up to the monkey. Logic is fantastic. But logic is not for us, because we are much more than the animal in here. The animal here is, first of all, selfish. And we are trying to go towards selflessness. And it's not logical. We talked about it. So, what we are talking about, you have to tune your receiver to the tune in here, then you will get it. If not, it will go by. Because, first of all, we don't philosophize. We don't bring cause and effects. What we do mainly right at the beginning we said, here we are not trying to add to your knowledge at all. We are not talking about adding to yourself. Before that, we are talking about elimination. We talked about it in book one, remember? Polishing. So we need polishing because there are some stuff in here which are not good anymore. Like when you grow up, you go through the ages and some of the stuff of childhood should die in you. If not, it will be problematic, you will be retarded. Growing up is like this. So we are mainly talking about eliminating something, draining something from these, the attitude of these biology. Why? First of all, the attitude of the biology is 100%, it's more the better. This biology doesn't understand that it is sharing this existence with me the spirit, me the guy who looks at the biology, who understands the biology, who goes even deeper than that to analyze the subconscious of this animal. We're talking about that fellow, which is not the monkey or a little bit better than monkey. We are talking about a fellow who understands a very complicated stuff. Maybe one of the most complicated one, if you want to explain it. And that fellow will absorb it like a piece of cake. That's absorbing the beauty. Who could explain what beauty is? So many years I spent my life in the Faculty of Fine Art. So you cannot bring an argument that I haven't heard for several times. But none is enough. And they will tell you that. In the art school, they will tell you that. We'll give you some minimum, the rest. You should get lucky. Then inspiration will come. Who could explain the inspiration? That's what we are talking about. But the language we have is your language, made for business and logic. So what we do? We cheat. Honestly, we cheat. We don't talk like you when you're doing your business. First of all, we don't talk seriously. We tell these stories. Always. And in addition to that, what else we do? Poetic language. We play with the words because we want to say, to talk about something which is not talkable. Okay? So when you're reading this text, you should be ready for that. Okay? A text will tell you the way to listen to it. First of all, the first thing you should do, what is it? You fellows, you're familiar with these kind of texts. The first thing you should do, the priority to approach this stuff, we talked about it in book one, story one, paragraph two. The king realize the confusion of this superficial medicine, then barefootedly he went to mosque to do what? To put his head down. Humbleness. The stuff that will not let you get the message is the inflated ego. Because you approach it with some ideas in your mind and some prejudices and stuff like that. This text is poetical to provoke your feelings. With those kind of logical argument, you will block the feeling. So it will be some good words and some silly stories to you. But believe me, you, these stories are the best carriage of the message. We had tried it for thousands of years. See, we don't change our stories. Stories are produced and they will explain a lot. Okay, so remember that humbleness is not there for free. You have to get lucky to be able to become humble. Because what is humbleness? Humbleness is my ego upside down. And he doesn't do it by himself. I have to force it. But there are a lot of little details which should work properly if you want to touch the essence of the beauty. It's not by one factor. It's not that you go and learn how to move your hand and control the pen. It's not about you letting your imagination go wild and arrive to an enigmatic point. It's not about remembering all the lessons of Troy. It's not all of this, and it is all of this. So he started to bring some of these up. So I said, listen, if there is no good heart and good feeling in an observer, the flowers flourish but doesn't affect him. The rainbow will there, but he will not notice it. Like other animals, they don't notice the rainbow today. All of this, I'm telling you the little details of this and that and that and that, because I want to talk about a wine. Why am I bringing the wine? Remember, the logic was the problem. The field of love is the salvation. Okay, but the field of love is not really accessible. What is accessible? Madness. Drunk you are. Yes, that's why we talk about it. Because a drunk is illogical. You believe in madness and that. Now we want to talk about getting drunk. I want to start with the wine. How could you understand the wine if you don't have a taste for it? So my effort will be in vain. You have to learn it. We talked about this right at the beginning. At the opening session of this book, we said it's a matter of taste. When I talk about beauty, if you don't have the taste, you will not get it, I'm sorry. So develop a taste. How? Just like all the students, they go to the art faculty. First thing they do develop a taste. How? They surround themselves with these subjects. They go and do the research, they go to the expo, and they talk within each other, they back and forth, they talk about it. This is what we do. We talk about love, and we bring in the best model of it to practice, to develop a taste. Said you need a taste. When you develop the taste, suddenly you will realize that there are so many signs of beauty around. Because with non-developed taste, you will go around and you will not notice the beauty. Then you will notice the beauty. Then you will notice the beauty that is in the speech of these prophets. These fellows who are carrying the message. They are carrying a message in what? They don't have these 8-wheelers, 12-wheelers or whatever. The only thing they have is a cup.